The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and restaurants and beer and little people and whatever the hell else we feel like talking about. We might just do it all. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, 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 partying. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday, you magnificent bitches. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabold, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You should know the number for that by now. If you don't, 713-780-3776. Or you can watch us on Twitch. Go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, or if you're on Twitch, go to ESPN975. Either way. You'll see our smiling faces.
Hello!
Because we're happy, happy, because it's a bleeping Friday Friday. It's happening.
That's right. You know what's happening, Fred. Listen, Josh said he was preparing you for a great weekend, and his show was fun. And I want to continue it. So I think we should start with the fact that the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, as some people would call it,
or FEMA if it's a bone.
No, it's FEMA.
Oh, okay.
Is sending 14 new refrigerated mortuary trucks to Texas.
Awesome.
Yeah, we got to have somewhere to keep these dead folks. We're going to have the most refrigerated mortuary trucks. Our dead people will be the most comfortable. They'll be the coldest, they'll be the happiest.
I feel like we're already in one of those right now.
It feels like that now, yeah. Like, listen, FEMA, we didn't need that. All you need to do is put dead bodies in this room after Josh Innes does a radio show. And good news, they're all frozen.
Well, I'm going to ask a favor of both of you guys right now. If I die from this, I want to be in one of those trucks.
You could. Listen, FEMA sent 8 trucks our way in April.
Okay.
And that's when the daily death toll was below 30, and let's just say, like, the daily death toll was below 30. Let's just say we've ramped it up.
Hey, man.
And they say, listen, Seth Christensen is the guy who is the spokesman for the Texas Department of Emergency Management. He says this, not all the trucks are needed immediately.
Okay, that's good.
What we're doing here, it's planning ahead. The 14 on their way are purely for planning purposes. These are trucks that are coming to the state. We're going to put them in different regions throughout the state in case they're needed by our local government partners. So basically, they're just preparing for our imminent death.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll be honest. Hey, kudos to Texas for getting ready. We're ready for this.
So, well,
biatch.
If I die and they put me in one of those, I want you to play the outro to Layla like they did in Goodfellas and have me hanging there, you know, like Carboni was.
The problem is, Fred, the mortuary trucks, I think, should be reserved for small people. And let's face it, no one here on this show is svelte.
That's true.
If you're going to have a portable truck, you want to pack it with as many dead bodies as possible.
Yeah.
So let's put the big ones.
Let's put the
big ones in the ground. Or in the the normal sized shelving units that they have inside morgues.
It sounds like we've got room in these trucks, AJ.
Put skinny bodies in the trucks.
But we've got more trucks than we need, so therefore,
no.
Put the fat people.
We're preparing for when we need all of them.
All right, fine. When I die, just cremate me and go spread my ashes out at the 8th pole at Sam Houston Race Park, and that'll be it. You won't have to refrigerate me.
The 8th pole?
Yeah, because that's where most of my horses die.
Is that far from...
It's 220 yards from the finish line.
Oh.
That's a long walk.
Listen, yeah, okay. I'm assuming I'm going to have coronavirus by that point.
If I'm dying from it, you probably got it.
Which means I'm not looking to exercise real hard. So what if I just, like, sprinkle some stuff in the parking lot?
You know what? How about the paddock? That's easy.
Okay, I can
That's
do
a
that.
Short walk.
I can do
yeah.
that.
Okay.
If they let me scooter in, if they let me ride my rascal, I will sprinkle your ashes on the paddock. So that's a deal.
All right. Starting off with killing me today. I love it. But, that's wonderful. There's lots of wonderful news in the world today. Did you, I don't know if you saw this. You probably did. When I got up this morning and started doing my show prep, I look up and I see Toronto is in Canada is trending.
I knew that all along. I've known that Toronto is in Canada.
You know who doesn't? Laura Ingraham. Apparently.
What happened here?
She tweeted this out. There was a fake story, by the way, that says City of Toronto bans Catholic churches from administering Holy Communion. First off, fake news. Not true. It kind of would make sense a little bit considering the coronavirus, right? But, yeah, so something called bigleaguepolitics.com sends out the story. She shares the story and says, will Joe Biden do more to protect religious liberty than Donald Trump? Not a prayer. And then she puts in quotes, City of Toronto bans Catholic churches from administering Holy Communion. I get that. I probably know a lot more about Canada than most people. But I think I could be wrong. 99% of the people in America realize Toronto is not in America.
I feel like even more than 99, like, can we narrow it down to grown-ups? Like,
okay, well,
that's over 18 years old.
You just eliminated her then. Because mentally she's 16. But I don't like to make fun of typical blonde conservative woman who's just trying to get attention. But how dumb are you? Hey, honestly, how dumb are you? Not only to just quote a fake story, because apparently the top thing on Twitter now, no, Toronto did not ban Catholic churches from administering Holy Communion. Trending with Toronto. I don't think Biden or Trump is going to be able to protect the liberties of the city of Toronto. But nice try. Found that pretty amusing. How do you screw that up?
I don't know. It's odd.
Aaron, you knew that, right? Toronto's in Canada.
I did.
Listen, she's on. I think her career is in trouble. And now I think she's just throwing some stuff out. Like, did you hear her last week? I guess she had some sort of comment saying that we have to prepare for if Trump loses. Like,
what?
I guess she feels like she's going to be out of a job because she's just painted herself into this corner.
She'll kind of be out of a job because she's a dumbass.
She wants to take over Rush Limbaugh's show.
Oh, good luck with that. She's got one millionth of the talent of Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. But I will say,
you say what you want about Rush. Rush is a talented dude.
Yeah, agreed.
And
I don't know. I'm not sold on her as a talent.
I'm not sold on her as anything. She's yet to become famous for something other than stupid stuff.
And here's another thing I'll say about her. I always see her. Like when you see her tweets come through your timeline, it's always that black and white photo of her, and it honestly knocks about 20 years off of her. So I'm like, oh, maybe she's kind of hot.
Oh, I would. Don't get me
and
wrong.
And then I see her on TV, and I'm like, that's not the same girl from the Twitter profile picture. That's not her. Why? What's happening here? So that bothers me, even though, as we discussed yesterday, I don't think we should judge people in media, especially women, based on their looks. Now, I'm not judging her based solely on her looks. Like, I've already come to grips with the fact that she's a white supremacist and she's a lunatic. But I just need to know if she's also hot. And that I do think that can be important.
I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
Not for me, I don't think.
I'm down.
Like, what if you had to spend an hour talking to her in order to make it happen?
Oh, it'd be fun. I could explain to her that it's about an hour and a half drive from the U.S. border to the wonderful city of Toronto. And I could tell her about all the great things in Toronto and all the things that she would hate because it's a slightly more liberal place than what she would like our world to be. But no, I'd have fun. I love sharing ideas with people. I love learning from them and educating them.
And
then having wild sex with her.
She made that Toronto tweet. That came out like, I don't know, this morning.
Yeah, yeah, it was this morning.
And she's had plenty of time to just delete it. She's holding strong to it.
Well, that's why she's not trying to be that guy. Maybe she was just kind of using it as an example, but who knows, still pretty weird. There's no indication that why else would you do that? First off, the story's fake. It's not real. Let's start with that. Let's start with the fact that Joe Biden's a lifelong Catholic. So maybe if you were going to call somebody out, you might have wanted to go a different direction. And there is no way in hell you can look at that and say, oh, she's just using that as an example. No, she's trying to say that you wouldn't do anything.
This is my favorite reply to that tweet, is someone just took the map and like redrew it and put Toronto in it and then drew the rest of the U.S.
It is funny because, you know, I would, the best part of that is you should go and read all the replies because there are some classics in there. So,
well, we have that. There's your geography lesson.
Yeah, and that's also probably the liberal part of the show. So, but I do want to point out, I just complimented Rush Limbaugh, so that's the right wing part of the show.
Well, here's where this will be a very non-liberal thing that I want to do in the next segment.
Okay, good, good. I hate liberals.
This is a situation where a black woman thinks she's being treated unfairly because she's a black woman, and I'm here to say, oh no, dear.
She's not black?
No, she is black, and she is a woman, but that is not why she's being quote-unquote treated unfairly, and I'll explain on the other side. But that's a radio tease.
Is that what that is?
I'm a professional broadcaster. Very few people know this about me. I've been broadcasting professionally for now over 15 years, almost 16 years.
It's the oldest perfection in the world.
It's the oldest perfection in the world.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Friday. Let's have some fun today. Pumped up, man. Yeah, somebody was asking the other day how many takes that do we have to go through before we do one of those recorded spots.
Mm-hmm.
I always pride myself on being one take Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
Just nailed one.
Good for you.
Always love that.
I'm hit or miss. It either takes me one or six. It's usually not much in between. It
usually depends on how hungover I am. Because if I'm hungover, then I'll have to repeat. Like,
it also depends on who wrote the copy.
Yeah, because
like sometimes they'll be like, oh, hey, this is 30 seconds worth of material, when in actuality it's about 57 seconds worth of material. And they're like, you know, squeeze all these talking points in there.
Yeah. Or they throw alliteration at you, which
right.
Is just a little inside baseball. Alliteration in radio, not easy. And I mean, that, especially in a script or really big words, can be a problem. But no, this one was quick and easy and fast and boom, done.
So a little news today from Netflix. Netflix was in a they were. Well, they are now re-involved in a lawsuit. They were sued by Monique. Are you familiar with Monique?
Is that like a perfume?
No, her name is Monique Hicks.
I'm going to try some Monique today.
She is a actress slash comedian.
Okay.
And
what's she been in that I would have seen?
She was the mom in Precious, I believe. Is that right?
I don't know. I never saw it, but I'll check that.
I think Monique was in Precious.
Okay.
Either way, she is a, and she's a funny gal and a black woman.
Okay.
That is important for this story. Because she is suing Netflix, and she sued them back in 2017 or 18. And Netflix, they have basically tried to get the suit dropped. They said this is bogus, and a judge today said, "Well, it's not bogus, so you're going to actually have to go to court over this." Monique is upset because, and this is a wild thing. Monique was offered only $500,000 to do a Netflix comedy special.
Okay.
One half of $1 million. And to some people, you would say, well, that's a lot of money. Like, if you were offered $500,000, like, I would, I don't even do comedy, but I would come up with an hour worth of material. I can't say it would be good.
If you had time to plan for it, I bet you'd come up with a pretty good show.
I'd do my damnedest, because that's $500,000. That's a large sum. Well, she didn't think that sum was large enough.
Okay.
Because she saw there were men and white women being offered multi-million dollar comedy special deals on Netflix. Here are the names that are cited in Monique's case.
Okay, let's start with this. So I've not heard of Monique.
Okay, well, so let me tell you something about Monique. These other guys. Monique, and again, this isn't the end-all be-all, because, you know, not everybody's big on Twitter. I get it. But usually you can look at someone's Twitter account and gives you a general idea, especially in comedy, of how much of a following they have and how much interest there is in that person.
Right.
Like, do I want to hear something from you every day? 166,000 Twitter followers for Monique, which, that
listen, pretty solid.
That's more than I've got. That's a healthy number. She's a very famous lady.
It's about RJ Bell level, actually.
She, however, is not as famous as Amy Schumer, who is also named. And listen, this isn't about, make no mistake, you can say, well, Amy Schumer's not funny. And
you're right.
For the most part, I'll agree with you on that. But Amy Schumer, there was a lot of people for a long time. It was the cool thing to do was say, Dane Cook sucks. I hate Dane Cook's comedy.
Yeah, he's like the Nickelback of comedy.
But Dane Cook, for a stretch in the, I guess it was the mid-2000s, he sold more than everybody.
Yeah.
He was like one of the last comedians to have hit albums that people were like, oh my God, I've got to get Dane Cook's albums. And he still sells out arenas when he does comedy shows.
Yeah.
So Amy Schumer, I think, is kind of like that. Nobody likes to admit that they like Amy Schumer, but a lot of people seem to like her secretly in their rooms. She has 4.5 million followers on Twitter.
Okay.
Aaron, I need you to do some math. What percentage is 166K of 4.5 million?
Carry the two. Make sure you carry the two.
This is very difficult. Yeah. We've got a white producer, and we no longer have an Asian producer who would have come up with this off the top of his head.
That would be just over 3.5%.
3.5%. Now, what I will tell you is, while Amy Schumer got a lot of money, she did not get this offer to Monique was much more than 3.5% of the offer that Amy Schumer got.
Okay.
That's math. Another white woman named in this lawsuit Ellen DeGeneres.
Heard of her.
Now, again, I'm not a fan of Ellen's comedy, per se.
And apparently she's a horrible human being from everything we've been reading over the last year.
It seems that way. But we can all agree, Ellen is one of the most famous female entertainers in the entire wide world. Ellen has 79.9 million Twitter followers. So, Aaron, I'm going to ask you again. What percentage of 79.9 million is 166,000?
She would be bordering on 0.2%.
Now, I'm going to tell you this.
Not 2%, 0.2%.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. The offer that Ellen DeGeneres got, more than 0.2%, or not like 0.2%. Monique got offered more than 0.2% of it. She got a fair offer. Well, she says, what about these men? What about these men that are getting the offers? And here's one that, and I'm gonna say this number, and I'm gonna say it's a surprisingly small number for who this person is, but it's still a massive number. The number is 4.3 million followers.
Okay.
But the name I'm going to say, and really two of the names I'm going to give you that are mentioned in this, are probably the two. Who are the two most famous comedians alive today? I'm not talking about, like, you know, the most active, but yeah. I'm saying the two most famous guys.
Dave Chappelle. Maybe Kevin Hart would be the other one.
Okay. You got one of the two that I was looking for. Dave Chappelle, who's very inactive on Twitter. I don't think he even runs his own Twitter account. So I'm not even going to count up his followers, even though he's got more than Monique. She named him the most famous comedian in the world today. And really, arguably the best comedian currently over the last 10 years, really. He's been the best and the most successful. The other name is Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, okay. So I almost didn't count him anymore because he's kind of dead, but okay.
But he's still
he's still a big name.
If you say the most famous stand-up comics, he's got to be on that list, right? 4.3 million followers. So
yeah, I'm guessing he's not real big on Twitter either.
I'm not going to have you do the math on this. We just know that it's a very small percentage.
Who are these people?
I've got the math.
You've got the math for Monique versus Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah. She has 3.8% of his followers.
Okay, on Twitter. The other one that she mentioned is Ricky Gervais, who is an international star.
Funny dude. I like him.
14.4 million followers.
That's lower than I would have thought for him, actually.
The point is, Netflix didn't lowball you because you're a black woman. They lowballed you, and I say lowball really, really painstakingly.
Yeah, because I don't know that word does not mean what you think it means.
Because I think for someone of Monique's, I don't want to say stature, because I don't mean physical stature, but I mean her stature in
popularity,
the entertainment in community. $500,000 seems very, very fair to me, because when a Chappelle special comes out on Netflix, I mean, he posted a YouTube video a couple weeks ago that people just went ape over. How many views did that YouTube video he posted, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago? I mean, how many views is he at currently?
$27 million.
Okay.
$27.3 million.
If Dave Chappelle farts into a microphone, people are like, oh, I got to hear this fart. Like, that's Dave Chappelle. Like, he's the best. He's the best. He's going to make a lot more money. If Netflix said Jerry Seinfeld has a comedy special coming out, he's not as current, but trust me, there are a bunch of people, like, especially probably the group that's between my age and your age, that seems like the wheelhouse of Jerry Seinfeld fan.
Yeah, probably
like
so.
Like 40 to 55-ish.
Yeah.
Is like that group loves Jerry Seinfeld. And if he posted a Netflix special, people would go for it.
He released one in May.
People will go wild over it. If Monique is not going to make waves. And at some point, it can't be about, well, they're not offering me the same thing they're offering Amy Schumer and Ellen DeGeneres, these white women. Those white women are just more famous than you. And listen, are there famous black women? Sure. Halle Berry's a very Beyonce. There's a lot of very famous black women.
Well, whether it was
Monique is just a kind of famous black woman.
I don't know. I don't know how famous she is because because I'm not familiar with her doesn't mean
that
she hasn't
done well.
That
should tell you. Like,
well, but I mean, but
are
I'm
you familiar
I'm,
with
I'm
every
not her,
other name I threw out today?
Yeah, but I'm not her demographic. Obviously, I mean, her comedy is not something that I'm familiar with. So that doesn't like. There's guys that people like Russell Peters. A lot of people have never heard of Russell Peters. That guy's a monster internationally. So, which by the way, funny dude. Especially when he starts doing the Indian accent, because he's Indian descent. But
Lamont says, I've never heard of suing someone for offering you a low number, so can Cam Newton sue the Patriots? Well, that's the thing Monique said. She, when they made her the offer and she said no, she said it's commonplace at that point to go into a good faith negotiation where Netflix eventually pays more than they originally offered. And I'm just like, what is this? Like a car deal, a used car lot where it's like, hey, here's how much the car is. And I go, you know, how about I give you $3,000 less than that? And they're like, no, we're going to sell it for this. And you say, well, you're supposed to let me haggle you. That's how this works, right? Like, nobody's looking to get haggled. And they're offering you a pretty fair amount, Monique.
Well, I could see like where she would get that at because you've worked around the music industry. You have friends from in music and stand-up comedy and stuff. If you're offered to go to a club, they'll say, hey, we're going to pay you $1,500 to headline this one night. And you come back and your agent goes, how about $2,000? They go, all right, $2,000. We'll make that money up in alcohol, whatever. But you're not doing that against Netflix, who runs the world of streaming.
Well, yeah. Listen, this is what I would say. Who's the guy that runs Netflix? Is it Ted Sarandos? Is that his name? I think Ted Sarandos runs
Theodore
Netflix.
Sarandos Jr.
Yeah. What I would do if I were Ted Sarandos, I would say, listen, honey, where the hell is he going to take this show? HBO ain't paying, they're not paying $500,000 for a comedy special anymore. And like, if HBO was paying $500,000 for comedy, it'd be Dave Chappelle or Jerry Seinfeld. They're not paying $500,000. For Monique, you're talking to literally the only place that's going to give you this money. You know who she is? She's Kaimi Fairbairn. Except Kaimi Fairbairn was like, or Nick Martin. Those guys at least were smart enough to go, you're going to offer me this? All right. Now imagine if Nick Martin had been like, you know what? That's not enough for me. I want more. I want what the best center in the league is getting. Well, it's tough.
Well, I mean, you could always go to Amazon. They do those. They're doing specials now too, but
they're not paying $500,000 for Monique. And this was, mind you, this was 2017, so Amazon wasn't doing comedy back then.
By the way, Russell Peters, 4 million followers.
Who's Russell Peters?
That's the guy I was telling you about that you've never heard of. Who's huge.
Bigger than Monique? Well, not physically bigger than Monique, but bigger.
He might be. D says she was more relevant in the early 2000s.
Okay. You guess what? You should have hit up Netflix then. I don't think Netflix exists.
You know
in
what?
The early 2000s.
I'll tell you what. I will come up with a really good comedy special for you. And guess what? I'll take $250,000. And you know what? I'll get a whole bunch of other funny people from around here and I'll pay them out of my $250,000. And we'll have one hell of a comedy special.
I think Monique's been, like, there's a lot of people who are tweeting me this, that Monique's been blackballed by Hollywood, and I was reading some of that. Like, apparently she's a giant pain in the ass to work with. And she's one of these people who, she had a nice, healthy career, but that wasn't enough. Like, in her head, she was meant to be a superstar.
I think she wanted to, like, top Queen Latifah.
Right.
When she was the biggest person in entertainment.
And it's just, she's just not that. Like, there's something about her that doesn't hit people the right way. And it's not a big deal. Like, not everyone is going to be the most famous person in the world. I'm sure Rebecca Black, when she dropped Friday, was like, you know what? I'm going to be the next Katy Perry. And it turns out Rebecca Black's not Katy Perry, but she had that song. Like, just be happy with that. And you know what? Probably made her a bunch of money. She's probably pretty okay with it, that she didn't end up being Katy Perry. She's probably come to grips with it by now. Monique is not coming to grips with the fact that you're not as big of a star as Ellen. Okay, I'm sorry. It just wasn't meant to be. You should have been a skinny lesbian lady.
Real quickly on the way out, 713 says, what's really going on is Monique is trying to reestablish her name in Hollywood after being blackballed because she wants to play Hollywood politics.
Well, that's the smart thing to do then. Right. Sue Netflix. That'll get you real in with Hollywood. Like, while the whole movie industry is shut down, Netflix is like, don't worry, guys. We're going to pay you. And then she's like, oh, no, I'm suing them. I am suing them. Come on, Monique.
I don't know. I don't know how you can actually sue somebody for getting a lowball offer that you didn't take.
Crazy, yeah.
But, hey, it's not the most frivolous lawsuit that we've seen actually go to trial. So, and somebody else says, Peters began in Toronto. I think that's near Regina. Dude, your geography's as bad as Laura Ingraham's. Regina's like a four-hour flight from Toronto. Nice try, though.
I have something very important and very Fred to talk about in the next segment.
Oh, dear.
You're gonna have to answer for this.
You're not going to ruin my day, are you? I'm in a great mood. I'm having fun.
Canadian racism.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you hosers are in trouble. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Aaron, you're getting an A-plus for the rest of the day.
You've done a good job today, Aaron.
Yeah.
I know Eric Warner is listening in Colorado because he's been
listening.
Hello,
Eric.
He's been listening every day.
Yeah.
Which we appreciate, but I do have to tell him, if you're not going to bring us beer, someone's going to have to. And Aaron brought us beer today. So maybe get your ass back here one of these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Backfish Brewing, is that where we're drinking from today?
Yep.
Pearland, is that correct?
That is correct.
I've heard a lot of good stuff about this place. I have not had their beer yet. I just did.
I've had you know what? I'm going to have to look on my beer nerd app and see if I've had any beer from them. I'm not sure that I have.
I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, you got to get down there and try this place, and I just haven't done it. But this is very good.
It's about probably maybe a 5-10 minute drive from Killens.
Okay.
So.
There's no excuse, because, I mean, it's a straight shot out 288 for me. It's like 15 minutes to get to Pearland. So I should have gotten down there by now, but, you know.
This is the first beer I've had from that brewery.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at me trying something new.
Hopefully, once everything gets back to normal, we can have guests in studio. A couple of their guys will come in and hang out and talk beer with us. But
maybe so.
I didn't want to extend the invite just yet.
Did they know that you're a celebrity?
The guy who pours my beer, I've realized I've been there every other week for the past 2 months.
Okay.
The guy who pours my beer every Friday or Saturday does.
He knows that you're a star.
Yeah, he asked what we were going to talk about on the show today the second I walked in.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to talk sports and stuff.
Well, you're kind of like me. Like when I go to Walgreens, did he ask you, where's Fred?
No, he did not.
Oh, well, one day you'll get to that level.
Yeah.
Or maybe like one day you'll take your kid to trade a magic Pokemon and you'll be like, hey, I know you, Aaron. Are you Aaron from the Blitz? That's what he'll say.
I did. There's another craft beer spot down by me that's in Webster. And
Saloon Door?
No, they're really good, but there's a place called Beers Looking at You, and they're just a bar. And I was sitting there one day just drinking, and I had an ESPN shirt on. The guy was like, oh, you listen to ESPN? I was like, yeah, I kind of work there. He goes, who are you? And I said, I'm Aaron. I produce The Blitz. He goes, oh, I don't listen to that one.
Oh.
He goes, who's the one with the funny guy and the Packers guy? I was like, The Usual Suspects? Yeah. oh, yeah, I love them. I listen to them every day, no matter what's going on in my life. It's like, I'm right after them. Wow. I produce the show right after them.
Wow.
Oh, well, I'm usually busy.
Well, then I won't be going to your brewery, sucker.
You know what? I'm never going to that bar again.
Yeah.
Ever. Did you? And I hope you never go back, right?
I can't promise that.
Aaron, you are not.
I like other people there.
You are not loyal, sir. You are not loyal. A lot of people saying, Lamont says, after she won the Oscar for Precious and she lost some weight, the fame went to her head. She's a very good comedian, but attitude is on par with Bill O'Brien or Arian Foster. It's never good to be compared to Bill O'Brien, really, at anything.
Yeah, I don't have the same hatred for Arian Foster. I think Arian Foster is just kind of eccentric.
Arian Foster, he came across as smug.
He did when he was playing. I think since then, I found him a lot more likable. But yeah, as a player, he was a smug. Anyway. All right.
Okay, I wanted to get to Canadian racism.
Okay.
Which I know you are well, damn it.
We'll have to do it.
I did
next
a radio
segment.
Tease and then we went too long, I think, in the Monique segment.
You know what? As great as Aaron was for bringing us a beer, I think the beer put us behind.
It probably did.
So
we'll talk about the racist Canadians on the other side of the break. How about that, Fred?
We will.
Your people.
My people, definitely. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. That type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad
guy. Duh. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Okay, this is not a mark against you because you brought the beer, but if you're going to play a Canadian band, I have some better suggestions. And if you're going to play Rush, I have much better suggestions in this song. That's just me. Hey, late hits tonight, Patrick Creighton and Holly Seymour filling in for Jason Braddock.
Oh,
I don't know if you heard what happened to Jason.
I did. I mean, that's not good.
No, and this is just for you guys who keep bitching about masks and stuff. Some chick in a store coughed all over his kids. And so now he's got personal freedom. Yeah, now you're screwing with his life and livelihood because he's got to wait now to make sure he doesn't have the Rona because some idiot woman coughed all over him and
his kids. How did the woman not get detained?
Well, she had a mask on, but she had it pulled down. And to me, that's on the store.
But if you cough on someone, well, like she did it on purpose? Is that the vibe you got?
No, but she was right next to him and then just started. Yeah, so.
Gross.
So, shout out to my man, Jason. Sorry you're on lockdown, but I mean, it's a smart thing to do. But
I agree.
Yeah. All right, so let's do your story before we
run into another break. The Canadian Football League's Edmonton Eskimos will apparently change their name. This is being reported today with an announcement. No, actually, it was reported yesterday. I keep forgetting it's Friday. What a great day.
It's Friday. Got to get down on Friday.
An announcement possibly coming next week. A lot of people consider the word Eskimo to be a slur. And it has been, I guess, in Canada, this has been sort of like their Redskins. And it's been simmering for years, it says.
It's funny because when I first met the wife and I made reference to Eskimo something, she was like, oh, you can't say that. And I go, what do you mean? You still have the Edmonton Eskimos. CFL, your beloved CFL. It's like, well, I hate Edmonton. But not the city, but the Eskimos. But then she explained to me that you're supposed to call them Inuits.
And, but Edmonton Inuits,
yeah, that doesn't
cool
work.
Of a name.
No, that's awful. But
they said, listen, we don't want to be a mascot. We don't want to be part of your sports entertainment.
Yeah, which okay. I'm just throwing this out there. How do you even know? You live in an igloo. I don't think you have DirecTV.
I don't think,
or well, actually, it's like Bell up there.
I don't think Inuits live in an igloo anymore.
Oh, is that no, racist too?
I think that's racist.
Well, it's a stereotype, right?
Yeah.
I mean, well, where did igloos come from? Did somebody else create them? No.
I don't know. Right. My research is minimal on the Inuit people of Canada.
Well, I do know, though, that they have been that whole thing, it surprised me because, frankly, and this kind of dovetails into some of the other stuff that's been happening in the world. When people are racist or people are ignorant of something, it doesn't mean that they're really racist or mean. Sometimes you just don't know. And you grow up a certain way and you learn certain things and you're not exposed to anything else. Like, I would never have known this if I hadn't married a Canadian.
Right.
So once she tells me that, I'm kind of like, oh, that seems ridiculous. But then you talk to an Inuit and you realize, okay, this, you know what, they got a point here.
Well, this story, I mean, it mirrors the Redskins.
Yeah.
I mean, for years they've been talking about it, and what the Eskimos did was they went out and they talked to these Inuit people, and it turns out that the majority of them, like usually upwards of 70%, like the fact that the team is named after Eskimos. Be careful. And then, you know, so they say, well, listen, if we've got 70% support, we're going to stick with it. We're going to stick with it. Well, on Wednesday, what do you think was the final straw for the Redskins having to change their name?
Basically when FedEx said we're pulling out, and that's what happened here as well.
Sportsbook Direct, which is Edmonton's official online casino and gaming partner, came out on Wednesday and said, hey, you need to change your name or we're out. And now it's like, okay, now you're getting in our pocketbook.
Right.
And that's, nobody wants
suddenly,
that.
Suddenly everyone has a conscience.
Yes.
When money's involved.
So I don't know what the this article doesn't have a list of possible replacement names. But I don't know what their what the plan is for the Eskimos, who their uniforms look like the Packers.
Yeah, they really do.
It's an intentional ripoff.
You know the most famous Edmonton Eskimo of all time?
Warren Moon.
Warren Moon.
Who, for he was quoted in this story.
Oh, really?
And he said, just because of the environment we're living in right now, it's probably best to go ahead and make the change. Even though the name Eskimos to me just means pride and it means winning. If it's a name that's going to be insensitive to another group of people, then that's something we should really be concerned about. So, like, while he doesn't have a problem, he says, listen, if someone does, if you guys are embarrassed by the 5 straight Grey Cups we won when I was there, then I guess you can change the name.
I think
everyone should change their name to Dinos.
I mean, Dinos aren't bad. I don't know what Edmonton is really famous for other than much like, you know, Houston oil business there in Calgary.
And
they've already got an oiler, so yeah. So I don't know what their what they would do. Honestly,
could they be the Roughnecks?
They could be the Roughnecks.
That's open to back up.
Yeah. Yeah. See, but that would suck because I have a bunch of Roughnecks gear, but I can't root against the Rough Riders.
Oh, they probably wouldn't do a Roughnecks if there's already a Rough Rider.
Although at one time there were 2 Rough Riders in the league. There were Rough Riders, 1 word, Rough Riders, 2 words. And Ottawa had the Rough Riders also. It is very confusing. It's Canada. What do you want?
I would maybe, you know what I would go with? The Argonauts.
There's already an Argonaut.
But I would do Argo space knots.
Like N-O-T-S?
No, K-N-O-T-S.
No, I would do N-O-T-S that you're not the Argos. But
yeah, maybe the Argo nuts.
Maybe. Maybe. But I have not spent a lot of time in Edmonton. I haven't. At Calgary, I know a lot better than Edmonton.
Right.
And, you know, Calgary's a really cool city.
What's their team name?
Well, the
Stampeders?
The Stamps. And their hockey team's the Flames. And that's basically it. But Calgary's a lot like Austin. I mean, it's not the same politics and vibe, but just like this really cool small city that grew too fast. And so now it's kind of, it's hard to get around. But I love Calgary. Edmonton, I don't know.
Yeah.
Apparently the new arena they built there people who've been there say it's every bit as good as T-Mobile, which that's saying a lot because that's the best place I've been in. So I don't know what they'll do. I don't know what they'll do with that team name, but I think they could use a little bit of a rebrand because it really is just, it's a ripoff of the Packers.
It is. Will they change their color scheme?
They should. It's kind of a lame color scheme. I mean, let's be honest. Okay, sorry, Packer fans. Sorry, Joel. Packers have the lamest color scheme. And they kind of have the same one there. Time for a change, guys. You can be better. It's just like getting rid of Danica Patrick. Just like Aaron Rodgers finally said, you know what? Getting rid of this crazy one, not the greatest scheme.
Yeah.
Let's try another one.
And Lamont says, problem with saying stuff like dinos. Dinos aren't bad in 2020, but who knows what will happen in 2025. And that's what I say, and I've been saying that about all these, like, the canceling of people from something that happened many, many years ago. Because there's a constant moving line of what's acceptable socially. And I do think 20 years from now, people who eat meat are going to be looked at as savages and monsters. And
if I'm still alive, I'm going to be...
People will look back and go, oh my God. They'll look back at my Instagram and find my... when I went on the barbecue tour and I ate smoked meat in 50 different places over the course of like 2.5 months, and they're going to go, this man was a monster. How many cows had to die so he could go to all 50 barbecue places? What a jerk.
So he could get his Arctic.
Yeah, it was a Yeti. They went top shelf.
All right. Arctic's pretty good, too.
But let's tear down his statue that David Gow had built in front of 5353 West Alabama. And they'll come out, and David Gow will be standing there in the corner, and he'll have a tear rolling down his face as they tear down my statue. That's what's going to happen.
That statue better be smaller than mine. That's all I got to say. at least half the size.
No, we're just going to have you're going to have a plaque, and it's going to be of your face.
No.
But it's going to be the contour of your face. So it's going to come out like how your nose does?
No, I deserve a statue before you.
And we're going to hang it in the hallway and people are going to run into it and stuff. It's going to be.
And then you'll get sued. And Lawyer Dave will have to sue you. So there.
That's possible.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.